Well, our trek continues as far as discussions, all with the supervisors. Back into Nassau we go. As we bring in Joe Saladino, the town of Oyster Bay supervisor. Big election win for him on November the 7th. Joseph, how are you, sir?
Doing very well this morning, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Boy, I tell you, what does it feel like to have the interim tag now off as Joe Saladino wins a tough election that night? What was it like?
It was a grueling year, but in the end, the people realized that we are making very big changes in the town of Oyster Bay, and they not only supported my election, but every one of our board members of my team, and I'm very appreciative to the public. We're already changing the town financially, getting it back on very solid footing, and the public has responded to that. Now we have a very strong mandate with this incredible win.
You know, Joe, I've said it all along during the campaign, throughout, you know, you probably had the toughest run out of anyone because you had a million candidates who threw their hats into the ring. You know, you had all the corruptive practices of a John Venditto and a Fred Ippolito, and then the town just mired in a mess. You know, you talk about the town rating and everything else, and it was just an absolute quagmire out there. I mean, was there any point in time where you said to yourself, well, why? Why am I even venturing into this thing? But you kind of made it through. I mean, let's face it, you had a lot of people involved who wanted the post, but you had a lot on your plate, too.
Well, this is where experience makes a difference. I've been involved in government for 27 years. The last 14 years as a New York State Assemblyman, we have the will to win. I know what the job requires. We worked very, very hard. And at the end of the day, there's a great example for young people, for people of all ages, that you can overcome anything with sheer determination. I mean, my predecessor was rearrested while I was a sitting supervisor in the town. So we've continued to push forward. The business with a lot of people in the race, what's very interesting for the political types out there who love to crunch the numbers and analyze these things, if you gave all of these fringe candidates votes to the Democrat candidate, we still win. So they weren't spoilers. They played no role in upsetting this race. I'm so thrilled of all the friends and supporters we've made over many, many years, not only as an elected official, but a community activist, the president of the Kiwanis Club, very active in the Chamber of Commerce, Sons of Italy, the veterans organizations. I've been active as a volunteer for so many years, and people know who I am, so they didn't believe the headlines that the daily newspaper tried to even do a spin and tried to see me retired, if you will, which is terrible when journalists put all of their opinions into their story. Thank God you don't. But it was wonderful to win and now get the politics out of the way so we can continue fixing the town I love so much.
No question. We're talking with the supervisor of the town of Oyster Bay, Joe Saladino. Joe, let's talk a little American water here because, as you know, I've been on it for a long time. You know, mid-November, we started with it. You know, we had last week Carl Marcellino on, Senator Marcellino. We've had Assemblyman Ra, Mike Minasano. We've had all the officials, civic heads, residents. American water right now is ruining the lives of many a resident in Nassau County. And, you know, I'm going to assume that you are an American water rate payer, but, you know, quite frankly, the privatization of water, a very real issue right now, not only in Nassau, but across the United States. Many communities really fighting back and taking back their water from these profit-gouging companies. You know, let's not forget the fact that water isn't and shouldn't be a commodity, and it's treated such that way in Nassau. And, you know, I've always said this, Joe. You know, you could be the so-called knight in shining armor in all of this.
Thank you. Well, we certainly are going to try. We're getting out in front of this. We've filed a motion that has been part of the pressure put on them to finally admit that they had miscalculations that led to higher rates. And now New York American Water has finally announced that they're going to cut back rates by some 30%, the Seacliff area, parts of the town of Oyster Bay. Now, that'll last for 2 years and then cut back by 12% in the following 2 years. We want to make sure they actually do that. We want to make sure that not only do we see that rate reduction now, but after the four-year period is over, they don't just turn around and jack the rates right back up. It's very important, as you said, water is a life-sustaining resource. But, you know, one could say heat is a life-sustaining resource, too, and yet people who provide oil to our homes are private entities. So I understand your thinking process that water shouldn't be making profit on water. There are many municipal water districts on Long Island, and perhaps the long-term solution is for New York State to come up with the grants needed to buy out New York American Water, and then perhaps find a way to split that area among the joint water districts. Remember, New York American Water has North Shore. We hear a lot about Seacliff and the North Shore areas, but they also provide water to people on the South Shore in the town of Hempstead and the town of Oyster Bay. So they have their fingers in many pies. They're a profit-driven company on the New York Stock Exchange. It's a very big corporation. And we don't want to see this situation where people can't afford water or have to choose. Do I choose between paying the water bill and the cable bill? And senior citizens, my gosh, it's getting so expensive for them. So we're stepping up to assist people, to protect them, to realize here that enough is enough, and to be the voice of our residents in the town of Oyster Bay. As I said, we filed that motion. We've gotten them to the table. They realize, they've admitted they've made accounting mistakes, and now we're seeing those proposed rate cuts. Again, over the next 4 years, 30% cut for next year and the following year, and then 12% cuts for the two following years after that.
But, Joe, I don't think it's enough, and I'll tell you this. You know, I think pressure has to be put on this governor to condemn American Water and have the state take it over. And I'm going to tell you right now, you know, these rates have always been high with AW and its predecessors. You know, you're talking about the 10% of residents stuck with American Water. They shouldn't be paying rates up to 15 times more than their water than 90% of those who receive public municipal water. I mean, that doesn't even include all the taxes and surcharges involved there. You know, they've paid long enough, Joe. You know, it's time for the government, the state, to correct. I don't want to hear about the Public Service Commission and the mistake and the errors and everything else. You know, the public municipal water, and that's the way to go. The United States is not some developing country, and quite frankly, this situation that exists, it's a complete embarrassment to every level of government. And for those looking upon what Nassau is going through in Suffolk County, it's a disgrace. It really is. And I just think there's got to be pressure put on Andrew Cuomo right now. There has to be some sort of a state takeover. He defers to the county, and I said this in the beginning, you could be a knight in shining armor regarding the moves that you make, but I still think it's going to take a concerted effort here.
You're absolutely right. We are making those concerted efforts. It is a very difficult situation. We're already seeing people step up. As I've said, I've stepped up. The town of Oyster Bay has stepped up. Senator Carl Marcellino has put in legislation that would exempt them from paying the property taxes so that that's not passed along. The problem therein is that if this large entity stops paying the property taxes for those school services and so forth, the fear is, well, then that would just be split. It'd be a pass-through because everyone else, the ratepayers, would pay the difference through their increased school taxes. We can't have that. Property taxes are way, way too high. So I agree with you. In terms of the town of Oyster Bay, we are taking the bull by the horns. We have gone to court. We have filed that motion. We have seen a short-term success, and we're going to keep the pressure on. With an eminent domain situation where government comes in and says, let's say we're building a highway, and Jay, we want to take your home. We have to pay you for it. That's the way the United States Constitution works. So if we have an eminent domain situation that takes away their holdings, the state has to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars to pay for this, and that's obviously one of the hurdles involved in this process because it is so expensive. Having said that, you know, there's an old expression about how in the past century wars were fought over oil, and in the future wars will be fought over clean water. We realize the importance of clean water. We realize that it's a very precious and finite commodity. I've been working on water issues way before I was supervisor for the past 14 years as a state assemblyman. We have the worst, largest, most concentrated plume of contaminants in our drinking water in the Grumman Navy plume. And that takes place primarily in the town of Oyster Bay from Bethpage south. We just got the governor and the state on board. They're committing $150 million to the full containment of that plume for the full remediation. We understand beyond the shadow of a doubt how critical it is to provide water. It's a life-sustaining resource. This is way too expensive. We're stepping up. And a process like today's radio show, future press conferences that we hold, rallies we've been part of, letters that we've sent. We've gotten the state controller to audit their books. And now with this latest motion, we've forced New York American Water to admit that there have been these overcharges based on what they claim is accounting mistakes. That's a big mistake in accounting. And and we will start to see that those resources going, those rates rather, decreasing. Now, I see this as a temporary fix while we're fixing the bigger problem. And ultimately, a full takeover is probably the best, even though it's very expensive, it's probably the best answer in the long run. But then you have to deal with that reduction to the school districts and the other levels of government, because if a private company is paying taxes and it's taken over by a public entity, they know they're tax exempt, and then everybody, all those other municipalities lose that income. That shouldn't be first and foremost, but that is a problem that people have to look at as we wrestle with what the ultimate long-term solution is.
You know, Joe, and we're talking about Joe Saladino, the supervisor of the town of Oyster Bay. Joe, all one has to look to is history here, you know. And I did some research regarding Great Neck and the North Water District. I think it was over 20 years ago, with the help of the town of North Hempstead, Great Neck North was able to take its water back from Jamaica Water, it was. And they were actually dealing with the same problems as a lot of these folks have been dealing with for years. And it just so happened that a staff member for that, an assemblyman, Tom DiNapoli, who is the controller, of course, of the state, he actually helped write the law for a public buyout and got it done. So all one has to do is look at some history here as far as Great Neck North, and you could see by putting them into another area. You know, a lot of people have said, put these folks into Jericho and into their district. You know, it seems to me it's an easy fix, and people just need to recognize
With one exception, in that case, one has to look. Now, did that mean that the Jericho ratepayers absorb the cost of the takeover? You bond it. They do major borrowing. They have to pay interest on that. And then did if those residents were okay with absorbing the cost of the takeover, that's one thing. In this case, you have residents who wouldn't get supplied by that water, who would be paying the cost of the takeover, because now those bonds have to be spread out over a larger portion of our residents. So we have to make sure that we take everything into consideration. I don't want to sound like I'm throwing hurdles in the typical political speech, because I hate that. I hate when politicians continue to throw hurdles up. But there are some realities that you have to be cognizant of. Everybody wants the biggest house on the block, but can you afford the mortgage for it? So that's what what's one of the factors we're looking at. How do you pay for this takeover? They have holdings, they have buildings, water infrastructure, pump houses, all of the water tower. All of these things have to be purchased in a takeover situation. You don't just come in and just take it and with guns blazing. You have to go through a process and pay for it. So who pays for it? And is it fair to have residents who don't benefit by the takeover sharing in the cost of the takeover? And these are the things that have to be sorted out. But there's no doubt that at the end, this must be a New York State issue. New York State must pay the lion's share of this. And our ratepayers have to be protected. There's just no doubt about it. It serves our needs now, but it also serves the long-term needs to get this fixed once and for all. We shouldn't be looking to create new water districts because part of the problem with high taxes because there are so unfunded mandates from Albany and so many different municipalities. We have a tremendous number of municipalities because they were Long Island is a very old part of the nation, and they were formed as the centuries have gone by. So we can't. I don't think it's a good idea to be creating new water districts because of those additional costs. But this really needs a state bailout, if you will. The state has to come in with the money, not the ratepayers, because we've done analysis in the past on this.
And listen, you're right. The state has to come in. And, you know, listen, I've said this. If the town of North Hempstead could do this for about 28,000 of its customers, then certainly the town of Oyster Bay could do it for, about 4,500 customers or so. I just think it's a no-brainer.
No, it's not the town of Oyster Bay that ultimately would have that responsibility. It would be New York State. And we're lobbying New York State to do that. We're in discussions with the state leaders. I have a great relationship with Governor Cuomo. Great relationships with our assembly members and state senators. So that just to correct that in terms of the minds of our residents, it must be a New York State takeover. The town of Oyster Bay would support that wholeheartedly.
No, absolutely. But I'm talking about an audit of New York American Water. There were public hearings in the Seacliff District. I know a letter is sent to now the state controller and Tom DiNapoli. You know, I'm just talking about that type of situation. But, you know, Joe, and we just have a couple of minutes left, and I know this is such a big topic. I'm going to have you on again, running out of time here. But I'm just curious about Oyster Bay itself, really not having known who would be disproportionately burdened. You know, we talked about this LIPA plant decommissioning, which has a lot to do with this whole situation as well, in my opinion.
Well, there are many issues out there. We're taking them one day at a time. We have worked very hard in the town of Oyster Bay to reduce our debt. As I mentioned earlier, we paid off $85 million of the town's debt in 2017, and another $50 million will be paid off in 2018. And what that does is that brings up our bond rating. So when you borrow for a big project like this, you pay a lower interest rate, and therefore it makes a big, big difference in what your payments are and what your overall expenditure is. So it's smart financial management that paves the way for any and all of these projects in terms of making it more affordable, managing the budget of the town properly, getting the borrowing under control. We're no longer borrowing for any kind of the day-to-day operations of the town, which has been done in the past, and that's wrong. So we're really going a long way in a short amount of time. I've only been in office 11 months. And we will be seeing big bond rating increases, which lower taxes. We cut taxes $1.3 million in the town. We have greatly reduced the town's number of employees. Just yesterday, we had a tremendous news. Just yesterday, during our town board meeting, we got an agreement, a stipulation and settlement with our union so that we now can hire part-timers and sanitation and different departments where the union contract that was sealed and delivered before I got there would not allow us to do that. That's going to save a lot of money. So overall, it's this proper management and really, at the end of the day, getting the finances of the town under control and ensuring that reducing taxes.
It's key, Joe. Before I let you go, one more thing regarding AW. You know, the fire hydrant situation I read about was absolutely asinine, and that's where I just think it's all part of this massive scam. I know Oyster Bay rents fire hydrants from American Water. I think it's $750 a hydrant. That could go up as high as $900. I know Glen Cove Public Water pays around $80 or so. That is ridiculous, that discrep. I mean, you're talking about a disparaging number there between the two. They claim most of the 750 is composed of property taxes. I just wonder who in their right mind thinks that this is acceptable and now being investigated for over-assessing its properties over a four-year period. You know, these fire hydrant rental fees look like just a massive scam as well. You know, I'll say this. You know, customers pay $36 million in annual property taxes through their water bills. It's got to stop. There's got to be a takeover from the state. There's got to be a dissolving of American Water here. Carmen Tieno has done a horrible job. Joe, I'll say this. You could be, again, I'll end it with this, a knight in shining armor. Get it done, my friend.
We are. One last note before we
go ahead.
Break.
Then we got to go.
Okay. The people have been skating on the lakes. Our children, people are out on the ice. Now the weather's warming up. It is extremely dangerous. Now that we're getting the temperatures above freezing, please keep your loved ones off the ice. This gets very dangerous very quickly. Hypothermia is real. People
no
can
question.
Die. So the hockey, I'm a hockey player myself, but now that it's warming up, this gets extremely dangerous. Keep the kids off the ice.
Joseph, a pleasure. We'll have you on throughout. How's that?
Thanks, Jay. All the best to you and to all your listeners. Happy New Year, everyone. And we are on this.